Ben Bradley died on Tuesday, and there's little to be said about the legendary Washington Post executive editor that has not been said to have fared thee well all week. In the 1980s, I worked for him as a contract writer, but knew him only slightly, so I've got no intimate anecdote to dine out on. But his passing leaves so much to lament, because we shall not see his like again. Bradley was of his moment, intrepid ownership, endless resources, and a Vietnam-scarred society prepared to see institutions challenged. And he was also of his post-war expat milieu, arrogant, entitled, macho, and skeptical. That convergence unseated a president. The New York Times' David Carr called Bradley a patrician pirate. And that nails it. Bradley took the helm of a nondescript schooner called the Washington Post in 1968 and commenced to plundering. Official deceit, political corruption, simple pomposity, he had his way with them. Even in his custom English dress shirts, he was the dread pirate Bradley. The schooner became a mighty sailing ship, and Washington and the world quaked. In 1995, 60 Minutes' Mike Wallace asked the then-retired Bradley about the Buccaneer life.
You miss it?
Yeah, a little bit. I miss the bigs, the stories that take the town by the throat.
You don't hear much about throat-grabbing these days, or mighty vessels for that matter. There are no more pirates, patrician or otherwise. The last swashbuckler is dead, and everyone else is just bailing to stay afloat.